Ohio's urban waterways were once seen as common sewers for industry and growing populations. But a fire in 1969 on the Cuyahoga sparked new ideas of how a river can serve its region. And kicking off our series, Watershed, WKSU is examining three Northeast Ohio rivers and the relationships they have with the communities that rely on them. In this part of Watershed, we explore the ongoing transformation of the Black River. The Black River is wide at its mouth with parallel banks encased by metal bulkheads. It's an industrial river, but there is some wildlife, like this pair of geese, okay, guarding the entrance to the Yacht Club Marina.
I know, go.
They don't deter Catherine Golden, stormwater manager for the city of Lorain.
I know, you're mad.
She's showing me a new addition to the riverbank.
You can see that this is part of it.
These like barrels.
Yep, these half moon structures.
They're called fish shelves, slotted drums extending deep into the water. They're providing hiding places for fish moving up and down the shipping channel.
Fish habitat is a problem in industrialized rivers because there's no like natural refuge for those fish.
She says last year's $2.5 million renovation of the inner harbor, including the fish shelves, is part of the final phase of the plan to bring the Black back to life.
We've done what we can to improve water health, and now we need to put back the habitat so that they can live here and they can come back.
Decades of cleanup efforts now lure lake fish to venture back into what was known in the 70s and 80s as the River of Tumors. Not a good name for a river, especially if you own a bait shop, like Grumpy's Bait, nestled next to a boat ramp about a mile upriver. That's where we meet Robert Fowler. His nickname doesn't seem to fit him anymore either.
Why do they call you a grumpy?
I have no idea.
He says fishing the Black River in the 70s was not for the faint-hearted.
I can remember pulling them out of the river here that had a tumor on them, or they're just so mushy. You know, I mean, they felt like dough.
A century of steel production had poisoned the river, but by the late 1990s, pollution control efforts at the U.S. Steel and Republic plants, along with massive dredging and habitat restoration projects, had helped turn the tide in the Black's recovery. The River of Tumors has become the River of Delicious Walleye. And Grumpy says serving the flood of fishermen drawn to Lorain could be a new economic driver.
A lot of us feel the recreation could bring just as much to the city as industry.
If you have a healthy river, you have a healthy community. And if you have a healthy community, you have a healthy economy. So it all comes together.
That's Stephanie Costco, co-founder of Loco Yaks, the Lorain County Kayaking Club. She and her husband rent kayaks for river and lake excursions. But that's not all they do. The couple has been a catalyst for a new vision for the waterway. It started when they organized the first ever Black River cleanup in 2013.
We hoped we'd get, 20 of our friends to come out. 250 people showed up. We pulled 6.5 tons of trash off the river and off the banks.
And now, she says the rebounding river is breathing life into a struggling city.
It kind of turned into a movement, and now we've got everything changing in the revitalization of downtown and the rebuilding of the economy along the river. There's just so many things.
But the Black River is not in the clear yet. Just south of downtown Lorain sits U.S. Steel's sprawling tube mill complex and the idled Republic plant. That's where we meet A.J. Gutz, an environmental engineer with Coldwater Consultants. The firm has come up with a fix to the largest remaining source of pollution.
This is, piles of legacy slag and steel mill, byproducts.
It's like a mountain.
There are many mountains.
10 million cubic yards of black slag are piled here. And every time it rains, water seeps through those mountains and comes out the bottom laden with heavy metals and lye. Gutz points to a milky stripe draining into the river.
You can see some of the coloration at the toe of where that slag pile is.
He says it would cost $50 million or more to haul away the mountains. Instead, for a tenth of that, he plans to cover them with soil and vegetation.
Our project will be working on about 30 acres of the material here to try to cap and cover that to prevent the infiltration of rainfall.
Gutz expects the green cap on the slag mountain to be finished by fall. It marks the final step in the restoration and beginning of a brighter future for the Black River. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.